In a dry and thirsty land, where there is no water long, let me see your power and glory. I see it. Your hands. And you are always there to help. You are always there to help me, even when no one else was there. You are always there.
Mbeuzo na dege, onye wanyi mka.
Beuzona tiki Onye manin kaba kuruki Beuzona tiki Onye manin kaba kuruki Beuzona tiki the Lord. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Ooh. lift your hands high. Receive help from the Spirit. She whispered that name, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Master. Master. Take your seat 1 minute if you can. About a week ago, the Spirit of the Lord ministered that song to me. I received the words in English and the melody in Igbo and asked for the translation. Where there is not one to help, where there is nowhere to turn, owner of my life, I will turn to you. Lift up your right hand and say after me, Lord, I turn to you.
Lord, I turn to you.
I'll turn to you. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. And a branch shall grow out of his roots,
and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. 3. He shall make him of quick understanding the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, nor reprove after the hearing of his ears. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Speaking very quickly this morning on dimensions of the Spirit. Dimensions of the Spirit. We have this morning as our objective understanding the various dimensions of the operation of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. The various dimensions of the operation, dimensions of the operation of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, like we saw last Sunday, is the personality of divinity that executes and implements divine decisions. Executes, implements divine decisions. The Father determines, the Son decides, declares, the Spirit delivers. We saw that last Sunday. The Holy Spirit is multidimensional in operation. He is the divine energy of God and functions in the spiritual in a way that is similar to the functioning of electric energy in the physical. Even though he is a person, but he has that function. For example, I need electric energy to power this sound. The same electric energy ions the cloth. The same electric energy powers the electric oven, the heater, the water heater. The same electric energy powers the refrigerator. It's making one thing hot, very hot, making another thing cold, very cold, depending on what is needed per time. The same electric energy powers electric motors. That is how the Holy Spirit is. Look at the mouth of a man. It's multidimensional. The mouth is an instrument of speech. You are hearing me now because of the mouth. All articulation from the voice box all the way to the tongue, everything is coordinated to make speech happen. The mouth is also an instrument for singing. All the coordination, there is a way the mouth will be and the shape of the mouth and the tongue and all that, that can make singing to be whichever way it should be. The mouth is also an instrument of nutrition. Digestion starts from the mouth. Enzymes are already at work in the mouth. The mouth is also an indicator of health. There is so much a doctor can know about a person by looking into the mouth. From the color of the tongue to the roof of the mouth and every single thing. One mouth, diverse functions in the same manner. We have the Spirit of God as the Holy Spirit, and he has diversities of application, of channelability. And we're going to look at about 10 of them this morning. 10 directions of the Spirit, dimensions. I perceived while preparing the message that it was impossible to finish it in one service. So we shall continue this next Sunday. What are the dimensions where we find the Spirit of God? Through our scripture, you will see the same Holy Spirit referred to as the Spirit of this or the Spirit of that. We are going to look at that now. Number one, What is the first dimension of the Spirit? Number one is the Spirit of Lordship. The Holy Spirit functions and manifests, one, as the Spirit of Lordship. That was the first on the list in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. Verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, then the Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of the Lord, comma, the Spirit of wisdom. Many people thought that the Spirit of the Lord mentioned there refers to all the other things. No. The Spirit of the Lord, comma, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, and so on and so forth. The Spirit of Lordship, what is the function of the Holy Spirit here? First and preeminently, it is the impartation of dominion and authority. This is the realm where the Holy Spirit imparts upon a person the spirit of dominion and authority. This is the dimension of the Holy Spirit or his operation that puts a man in charge. That was what Samuel did for David. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 13, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David to put him in charge as king of Israel. Samuel took the horn of oil, anointed him, and that Spirit of the Lord is the Spirit of Lordship, the Spirit of dominion, being in charge, taking your territory. So that is dimension number one, where the Spirit of the Lord puts you in charge of the territory that is yours. Number two is the Spirit of wisdom. Dimension of the Holy Ghost number two is the Spirit of wisdom. We already saw it in Isaiah chapter 11 verse 1 to 2, but Exodus chapter 28 and in verse 3. Exodus 28 and in verse 3. It said, and thou shalt speak unto all that are wise hearted, whom I have filled with the Spirit of wisdom, that they make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he might minister unto me in the priest's office. Deuteronomy chapter 34 and in verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 9. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the Spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. So this is a second dimension of the function of the Holy Spirit, and it is called the Spirit of wisdom. What is this function all about? First, it is the impartation of access to divine plan and purpose. Accessing the plan and purpose of God for your life is called wisdom. Access to divine plan and purpose. Second, it is the impartation of access to generational answers and solutions. Generational answers and solutions. When the Holy Ghost moves upon you in this dimension, he is moving in the dimension of the Spirit of wisdom. That was what he did in the life of Joseph in Egypt, when Joseph was able to give Pharaoh solution. In Genesis chapter 41 from verse 39. You become a problem solver, a generational answer to your family, your community, and to those around you. That was the Spirit of wisdom. Number three is the Spirit of understanding. The Spirit of understanding. The Holy Spirit functions in the dimension of understanding. Isaiah chapter, we are already, Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2 has the spirit of wisdom as number 3 there. But also in the book of Exodus chapter 31 verse 1 to 3, where he was talking about, and the Lord spake unto Moses saying, see, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the spirit of God in wisdom. I filled him, and then in understanding. You see, so that we see the spirit of understanding there. In Job chapter 32 verse 8, he said, there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. There is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. What is the function of the Holy Spirit in the spirit of understanding? First, it is impartation of access to comprehension. Access to comprehension, or what you might call cognizance. You are at a realm where nothing is too difficult to comprehend. You are able to comprehend the most complicated, if that is your realm, mathematical equations. You are able to comprehend the details, whatever it is that the brain can comprehend, you can comprehend. Daniel moved in that realm. The Bible says he had the capacity to dissolve doubts. He could decomplicate complexities by the spirit of understanding. You can't be a dullard with the spirit of understanding. You can't be a dummy with this spirit of understanding. And the reason why we must understand these multiple dimensions is so that if there is any area you are lacking, if you are looking, if you want to press your cloth, you don't carry a microphone. You go and look for a pressing iron and plug it. So that if there is an area of your life where one of these is needed, it can be applied. That was the spirit of understanding, comprehension. Number 4 is the spirit of counsel. That was the 4th point on Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2. The spirit of counsel. What is the function of the spirit of counsel? If you look at 2 Samuel chapter 16, also verse 23, we saw a man in the Old Testament by name Ahithophel. He said, and the counsel of Ahithophel, which he counseled in those days, was as if a man had inquired at the oracle of God. So was all the counsel of Ahithophel, both with David and with Absalom. Winning. It is productive solution provision by the Holy Ghost. This one now is personal. That is the Holy Spirit showing you, this is what to do. This is where to go. Men and women who carry this spirit of counsel, when they give you a counsel, or when they, I remember somebody called me some time ago from China. He was about to make a decision, and he told me, "This is what I'm about to do. Please, what do I? This is the situation. What do I do?" And I answered him immediately and gave him like 1, 2, or 3 points immediately. And he said, sir, did you prepare for me? Were you waiting? Did you prepare the answer ready for me to ask you this question? It's called the spirit of counsel. It just bails you from confusion. It just bails you out of taking the wrong steps, making the wrong moves. The spirit of counsel. That was number 4. And then we move to the spirit of might. We are looking at it in the order in which it came in the book of Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. This is the spirit of might. The spirit of might of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom, understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might. Judges chapter 14, verse 5 to 6, we saw the operation of that spirit of might in Samson. And then when Samson down and his father and his mother to Timnath and came to the vineyards of Timnath, and behold, a young lion roared against him. And the spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid, and he had nothing in his hand, but he told not his father or his mother what he had done. What is the function of the spirit of might? First, it is the impartation of weariless and tireless energy. It is the supernatural impartation of weariless and tireless energy. It is practical unstoppability. You are just wired rugged. It's a wiring of ruggedity where people look at you and they are shocked at the things and the results that come out of your life. The spirit of might, very, very important. Why? Because you need energy to fulfill destiny. There are many of us, our energy is not sufficient to handle the assignment that God wants us to handle. So we are struggling with laziness and lethargy and weakness. You need the spirit of might. Why? At Area One Church, we finished night vigil after I have stood from maybe something like 11 in the night till about 6 a.m. And then it is time to go home. And in the car, I told my wife, I said, I feel so energetic. I'm wishing like I should have another 6 more hours of service. She looked at me, opened her mouth wide, and said, wow. Well, you can go ahead. Let we, the normal human beings, go and rest. You can go ahead and organize another service and hold. But we, the normal human beings, will go home and rest. Now, I was not. The spirit of lethargy, every weakness, everything that is robbing you of your destiny, that is making you too weak to handle what you are to handle with your life, I declare that yoke is broken. In Jesus' precious name, that is the spirit of might. Number 6 is the spirit of knowledge. The spirit of knowledge. It was also there in Isaiah chapter 11 and in verse 2. Also in Exodus chapter 31, verse 1 to verse 3, where we read already, the Lord speaking to Moses, go ahead. He put on Bezalel, verse 3. Now he said, I have filled him with the spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge. There is the spirit of knowledge. What is the spirit of knowledge? First of all, what is the function of the spirit of knowledge? First, it is the release of access to inside information. Inside information. That is the information inside the information. You know, the Bible said in Psalm 62 and in verse 11, it said, once has God spoken and twice have I heard, that power belongs to God. God speaks once, but people hear twice. That inside information. There are times where somebody is talking to you, but inside what he is saying, there is another information. It is the mystery behind the gift of what is called the word of knowledge. One day I was in Makurdi on a crusade, and one of our pastors was taking testimony. And while he was taking the testimony of what was wrong with somebody, from his very mouth, I was hearing something else. And what I was hearing was a revelation about somebody else's problem. Hallelujah. I've started with, so it is information inside the information. You can be in a business deal with a man, and this man is telling you what is not real, and you can hear even from himself that this guy is not real. Inside information. Information that is only provided by the Holy Ghost. You know beyond the scope of education. You are knowing beyond the scope of your education. Is the spirit of knowledge. Number 7 is the spirit of the fear of the Lord. The spirit of the fear of the Lord. It is there in verse 2. The spirit of the fear of the Lord. And what is the function of the spirit of the fear of the Lord? First, it is the impartation of reverence, respect, and value for the Almighty. The impartation of healthy respect, reverence, and value for the Almighty. Where this is absent, people take God for granted. You may see somebody chewing gum inside church. And he can't do that in front of a president. All manner of things. Is the spirit of the fear of the Lord lacking? Impartation of reverence. Taking God for granted, impossible. That is the spirit excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting dreams and showing of hard sentences, dissolving doubts, were found in the same Daniel. Excellent spirit. What is the spirit of excellence? The name already says what it is. It is the impartation of the ability for outstanding and eminent performance. Outstanding, let's call it outstanding and excellent performance. That is, you are wired to stand out. You do things that stand out. Standing out in every realm is a dimension of the assignment of the Holy Spirit. So in order to turn you into a city set on a hill that cannot be hid, is the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and in verse 13. 2 Corinthians 4, 13, it said, we having the same spirit of faith. Ayagadagalaga. According as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. Spirit of faith. Spirit of faith. What is the spirit of faith all about? It is the impartation of easy believability. Easy believability in God and His word. Easy believability. Where the spirit of faith is at work, believing God is easy. Believing His word is easy. When the spirit of faith is at work, you believe the incredible. You believe the unbelievable. You say the unsayable. The first time we went to the National Stadium to hold a crusade in 2007, people were afraid. Will the place be filled? In fact, people were afraid for me. It was me that was not afraid for myself. When that crusade held, I wish there was such a clip here now. 2007, that's 13 years ago. People were outside, according to what we heard, people outside the stadium may be up almost half capacity. Even though some didn't come up to fill up the space, but it was massively overwhelmed. When the spirit of faith is at work, you see the results before you make the attempt. I was in Makurdi almost 20 years ago, and when I saw a woman with two crutches, I saw her walking already before I collected the crutches. Hallelujah. And you need this spirit of faith, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The spirit of faith is needed in order to see results that are bigger than your size. Finally, for today, the spirit of love. The spirit of love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. The Bible said this, but the fruit of the spirit is love. Love. Romans chapter 5, verse. All right, let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and the spirit of love and the spirit of a sound mind. That is the spirit of wisdom. There is a spirit of love. And what is the assignment of this spirit, of the spirit, the function of the spirit here? It is the impartation of the loving nature of God into the heart of man. The impartation of the loving nature of God. Capacity to feel like God feels. Capacity to be moved with the things that move God. This is very, very important. Because two can walk together if they be agreed, according to Amos chapter 3, verse 3. When the spirit of love is at work, and the Bible says faith worketh by love. I think that should be like 2 Corinthians 5, 7. When that spirit of love is at work in your life, faith works. Everything works. Everything works. In Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything but faith which worketh by love. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Amen. Can you mention that Galatians 5, 6? For faith worketh by love. Somebody say aloud, amen. Lift your right hand and say, Holy Spirit, I welcome you into my life as the spirit of lordship. And the spirit of wisdom. And the spirit of understanding. And the spirit of counsel. And the spirit of might. And the spirit of knowledge. And the spirit of the fear of the Lord. And the spirit of excellence. And the spirit of faith. And the spirit of love. Hallelujah. What is my counsel to you? Number one, surrender absolutely and completely to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Especially in areas where you need that particular ministry. If you are a victim of laziness and easy fatigability, easy tiredness, then, oh Holy Spirit, move upon me as the spirit of might. I surrender my life. I surrender myself. If love is too hard between you and your wife or people, surrender completely. Romans 8:14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And secondly, activate the ministry of the Holy Spirit by praying abundantly in the Spirit. Activate the ministry of the Holy Spirit. You will experience His multifaceted operations in your life. As you activate His Spirit in your life, activate His work in your life, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. He said we should stir up the gift of God that is in us. And then pray abundantly and, like we say, bereketeously in the Holy Spirit. It is a new day for somebody. Who is that person? Apart from myself here today, has anybody been blessed apart from myself? Have you heard something that you haven't heard before? Stand on your feet with a shout of victory. A shout of praise. A shout of praise. How many of you feel just now as if you ate some food and you just feel belly full? Hallelujah. Be upstanding, hands uplifted, and let's give Him the praise. Let's give Him the honor. Let's give Him the adoration. Father, we love You. Father, we honor You. Father, we adore You. Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me. I have made up my mind. I have made up to serve You for life. To serve You for life. Breathe on me. Oh Lord, breathe on me, breathe on me, Lord, breathe on me, oh Lord, breathe on me, breathe on me, Lord, breathe on me, oh Lord, breathe on me. I have made up my mind. I have made. To pray this morning. Father, thank You for the rain of Your word. Thank You for light. Thank You for insight. Thank You for revelation. Open your mouth and speak to God right now. Thank You for the rain of Your word. Thank You for insight. Thank You for light. Thank You for insight. Thank You for light. Thank You for revelations. Thank You for manifestations. Thank You for speaking to my life and my heart like this. I am grateful, Lord. Jesus. Second prayer, Holy Spirit, fulfill your ministry. Maybe you are at a junction where you need an advice. You need a counsel. You need to know what to do. Maybe wisdom is lacking in your business deals. Maybe excellence is, whatever it is. Spirit of the living God, I welcome you today. Fulfill your dimensions of operation, especially in this area of my life, especially in that area. The time is short, but you can go home and do that later. But start from here now. Lift your voice and ask the Holy Spirit to move upon you and fulfill His assignment, fulfill His purpose, His ministry. Lift your voice and speak to God. Fresh fire. Still service of the Holy Ghost. Fresh fire. We're going to activate His ministry by blasting in tongues. And if you have not been filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, it will happen right now. But while we do that, everyone here this morning is saying, Pastor, I want to be forgiven of my sins. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. I want today to mark a new day for me. I want to be genuinely born again. I want to be delivered. I want to be liberated. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, anything you came to church with, and be the first person to rush to the front here. Maybe you are battling with addictions of smoking and drinking and immoral life and pornographic life, whatever it is. I'd like you to pick up your Bibles, your bags, or maybe it's bitterness and unforgiveness against somebody. Quickly pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and rush to the frontier. I give you the count of seven. Lord, I give you my heart.
Lord, I give you
one.
My heart.
Quickly, don't be the last to God. Two. Three.
Only for you alone.
Every moment I'm away. Every moment I'm away. I'm away. Everybody say,
Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, live for you, live for you alone. Every
quickly,
step
quickly,
that
quickly,
I take,
quickly.
Every morning I'm away,
five,
have your way.
Everybody say,
Lord, I give you my heart.
If you backslid, you return back to the world and you want to return back to God, you are welcome. You backslid, you went to the world, you want to come back to God, quickly step forward here and let us pray for you. Or you are bound by a habit. You have given your life to Christ before, but something has changed your life. Come and be free. One more time.
Lord, I give you my heart.
One.
Give you my soul.
Two.
I live for you.
Lord Jesus, say it, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. today I have decided
to follow you, Lord. No turning back.
From today, I go forward ever and backward never. Help me to live for you, Lord, and help me to do your will. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare that hold of the enemy broken, and grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands everywhere you are and say, Holy Spirit,
I welcome you
in my life today. Fill me up to overflow. Express yourself through me
by the
language
of the Holy Spirit.
As I pray in the Spirit, shift me to another level. I receive the fire. I receive the power. I receive the grace. I receive it. Now lift your hands. When I say the name of Jesus, receive fresh fire. 1, 2, 3. You plant your hand on your head and begin to blast in tongues. And if it is too much, you can release your hand. At the count of 3, when I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, receive fresh fire. 1, 2, 3, receive fresh fire. Receive. Yes, yes. Le parata se la parata se masta lani le parata sa la mestara na ya la la repata sa na ya la repata sa ke kala ya karata la parana gala lo parana castala repata sa na gada gala repata se kala mana gada rata se to na Receive fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh fire. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands. Everyone who came in here with any form of affliction, it is over. You came in here with any form of pain or disease or disorder, it is over. You came in here with somebody with the right knee is being healed right now. Everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your body that the enemy has planted is uprooted and released back to hell. That heart condition is healed. Every testimony you had here today, your desire is released for you. That left shoulder is also healed right now. In the name of Jesus. Stretch your two hands in front of you. Father, I pray upon the hands of the people. I declare that your harvest will look for them. From the north, the south, the east, and the west. What is yours? No devil can hold it back. Systems are coming under pressure as they lose their peace and sleep and rest until what is yours enters your hands. I call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Take your seat as you pick your tithes and offerings. Those in the front here, what will we do? Are you set? Yeah, I said to go with them. All right, counselors, our counselor, hold on, let them. All right, please let them take a seat at the back. Let them watch what we're about to show. All right, God bless you. Pick up your offerings, tithes, pledges.
You are the tree of life. I got me, bura, leluye, bura. Oh, 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 Holy Spirit, you are the God of the heavens. Kakame bura leluye buru. Oh, 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 Ihoma ibeleme. Ono ma bugi ko, o bugi ni kambiji. Tara chima ma, rogo na gadi kena. Tara ekele, rogo na gadi kena.
Lift it higher. Father, multiply harvest to every giver. Let the hands lifted never drop to burn. In Jesus' name. Just a minute. We have two things to do very, very quickly. Pass your offering. And anybody brought an impartation material today? And if you didn't bring, your hand will be available to be imparted. Just get that set while you pass on the offering for those giving online. Online details are there. USSD code for giving via your mobile phone or any such device is also available. Go ahead and take advantage of them. God bless you. Do that 1 minute.
Onye ne mema Egbe kuwe dike Igwe ne chumbo Hoba tobiye Akunde chembabo Ihobi ne mere mebuka Mebuka, 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 Nara ekele, odogu nara ekele, nara ekele. Olisakelu, chuku ne memba, ire 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 ire. Anga me burale ire. Bagara jeho.
Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. Still 1 minute at the grace gate there. Please let the movement stop. Last Sunday we talked about the broadcast seed. We have seen response come, and it's interesting. The Bible said, the Lord gave the word. Great is the company that published it. If you are involved in publishing the word of God, Psalm 68 verse 11, you cannot be small. You can never be little. Right? And so, here is a slip again. Towards the broadcast on Dunamis Television, that is on Sky Network in the UK, on Galaxy, on Apple, on Roku, on Star Times that cuts across Nigeria through Africa, and then very, very, very soon on GoTV, and very, very soon on DSTV, and so on and so forth. And the Bible says the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. You want to give something monthly, give something weekly, no, monthly, weekly, give something quarterly, or even once a year, whatever it is, this slip is available, and you can pick it up, tear it. So last Sunday, people received. I'm saying this only because of those who were not here last Sunday, or because of those who even picked the slip last Sunday but forgot to do anything about it. It's available for you to take advantage of this. God is not in need. For donkey years, we have been running TV ministry without asking for nothing, not a dime from anybody, but God is doing it. And this opportunity is given to you for you to be part of spreading the gospel around the earth via the television media. God bless you. The slip is there. If you need it, lift up your hand if you have not received, and then they will give you. You fill it up today before the service is over. You drop it before we go. God bless you in Jesus' precious name. Dunamis Church, Manchester will be planted next Sunday. And for that purpose, I'll be making a short broadcast from here next Sunday over across to them. You have the clip. Can you play it, please? In case you have your brothers, sisters, loved ones over in Manchester, you can let them know. Can you go ahead, play the clip? Time is up. If you have the clip. Manchester clip. I have it here as an information card. Yes, like I have watched the clip, but I don't know if it's... All right, while we are waiting for that, coming Sunday will be another Holy Ghost service, part 3, and it's going to be a most explosive service. All right, if that clip is not yet ready, maybe we'll do it in the second service. Our second CD release, video CD for this season, is out also, and we are premiering it today. That is for church, right? I will praise you. If you have that clip, you can roll it. Hold on. Don't do that. Don't do that. Start it well. Start it well. We are waiting. Video and audio start together.
and the Lord of Lords, a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Do we have the Manchester clip? Somebody bless, say amen. You are going to praise him. Jump on your feet in a shout of praise. Hallelujah. We shall praise him and nothing shall stop us. Lift up your two hands. If you are here for the first time, I think in the second service, they shall help us so that the mouth and the sound can sync. I don't know if there's anybody noticed that, but there was a slight... All right. While they show that clip of the Manchester program, if you're a first timer, please step forward and let's receive you. Stand up 1 minute and then we shall be through shortly. Are you showing us that clip or we should proceed?
19 to 20. He said, go ye into all the world with this commission. Join forces with me and let's get something done. Let's get England saved. Let's get Wales saved. Let's get Scotland saved. Let's get Manchester saved.
Manchester, are you ready? Dunamis International Gospel Center Manchester presents Dimensional Sunday Service with the theme Ephatha, Mark 7:34. Ministering Pastor Darlington Atombre. There'll also be a special prophetic prayer via media by Dr. Paul and Becky Enenja, Senior Pastor Dunamis International Gospel Center Worldwide. Date 23rd of August 2020. Time 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Venue, first floor, 48 Lord Street, Manchester, M31HN. For inquiries, please call +44 74 04 19 3338 +44 74 38 32 2652 or +44 78 28 75 9771. You can also visit our website www.dunamismanchester.org. Come and be blessed.
Manchester shall be blessed in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your two hands. First timers, newcomers, step forward. Those who didn't come out already for the altar call. And for everyone here today, the Lord bless you. Can I hear a loud amen? The Lord keep you. Midweek service is Holy Ghost service, explosion. We are going with further dimensions of the Spirit. Don't miss a single service this month. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. I speak upon your materials for impartation. I declare today the same power of God that flowed here today. This same power will produce the transformation needed right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He gave me Luke chapter 1 verse 35 for the material in your hand. He said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. I prophesy upon what you are holding right now. The Holy Ghost is coming upon it. The power of the highest is coming upon it. And results shall be effortless in the name of Jesus.
So shall it be before the week is out. You are here with your testimonies of divine interventions. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. The Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, and be gracious unto you. In Jesus' precious name. Our year 2020 is our year of what? What kind of shift? Drastic and dramatic and dimensional. What kind of shift? Drastic and dramatic and dimensional. So shall it be. Go forth. I return with your testimonies in Jesus' name.